Hey, Project Runway fans, it was just a normal night, except for the special challenge! And then all of a sudden we get another special challenge, and then right the last minute of the show, we get a final special challenge. We've got so many feels about this. My headphones are flying off. Stick around, we're going to talk all about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hey guys! Yay! It's totally going crazy in here, but that's the beauty of live TV. You get to see all the fun stuff that goes on.
That was hilarious.
I know, it was pretty fun, right?
Perfect.
I'm having all kinds of feels tonight. I'm your host, Michael Shirley. Down here we got Maite Carrillo and Project Runway Champion Michelle Lubarez in the house. Tonight was such a crazy night. We kind of thought we were going to be going into, like, final challenge territory, but they threw that at us, and they threw something stupid at us, and then something so, of course, they would do. So, what are your initial thoughts, Maite?
Oh my god, it was so much to take in. First off, I didn't even know it was going to be an hour and a half long. Mm-hmm. So right when we got to the last challenge.
None of us knew that. That's threw us for a big loop.
Yeah, it was just too much. I don't think that second challenge was necessary.
It made us mad.
Yeah, I think we were just looking at the TV like, oh my god, why is this happening? And it was just, I don't know, so many surprises to take in for one episode.
And you hate to go out on something like that, you know? What about you, Michelle? What do you think about everything that they threw at us, the three surprises?
Yeah, well, I agree. I think the last challenge was kind of just meaningless. It was like a couple seasons ago when they had like the twins face off against each other. That made sense to me, but this was just like, hey, let's just do this for no reason. So, I mean, it's always entertaining, but it's just kind of like, why?
I know. It really got under my skin. But just for everybody who's watching, it is season 6, episode 12, and this episode was called History in the Making, and the four remaining designers, Fabio and Stanley and Anthony and Ken, all went to Washington, D.C., where they were to design a 6-piece collection, which would show their point of view as an American designer. And when they got to Washington, they were taken to the Smithsonian Museum to just be inspired and kind of like maybe... I could see how that could make you think, you know, American designer, like when you go and you see all those dresses, you know. And out of those final four, you know, after they went to Washington, they headed back to New York, did a model casting, had a $2,000 budget. They got to pull fabrics from the Mood Warehouse, which we never get to see. That place was insane.
Michelle,
it would make me
so
nervous. Have you ever been there?
No, but I just love massive options.
Right.
They had an hour to shop for like 6 outfits worth of fabric, and they have to have like a guide, you know, because you walk in there and you're just like, I don't even know where to go. Yeah, but it's just exciting to me.
The budget was really nice too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$2,000.
Mm-hmm. And I was really pleased actually watching them pull their garments, especially Stanley. When he was pulling the fabrics, I was like, I really like this color palette he was going with. But I was getting kind of concerned when I saw Fabio's, like...
Tie-dye.
Yeah, and Anthony's, I was kind of nervous about, too. But just the choices they were making were very, like, grandma's kitchen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Grandma's house. We'll get more into that.
Old couches and spires.
Yeah. But we did lose a designer tonight after a whole lot of rigmarole. We'll save that for later.
Yeah.
And we've got all kinds of news tonight to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Something very special.
Yeah, very
from last week.
Yeah.
And then some tragic news that hopefully you guys can help turn a frown upside down. We've got... sad occurrence in the Project Runway world. But before we get to all that, I want to tell you guys about an awesome podcast we have here. Want to have fun and learn and grow in all areas of your life? For those of you who do, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free, and be sure to rate and comment when you do, and let Maria know that it was Michael Shirley, Michelle Ubres, and Maite Carrillo who sent you there.
Don't forget that part.
Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. All right, guys. Or gals, should I say. Our final four. When we were walking into it, was there anyone that you had, like, just a particular bias towards that you were kind of hoping to see go through?
Anthony. Totally. Okay. 100%.
At what point?
Tonight.
But I feel like it flipped halfway for
okay.
me.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, like, about... In the workroom, I was kind of hoping Anthony was going to pull it out, you know? Like, he had paint and all these, like, things, and I was like, okay. And then he just kind of, like, fell flat for me. And then when I saw Stanley's look on the model, I was like, oh, okay. So then I was excited about Stanley, which I... He doesn't usually... Like, I don't really vibe with his aesthetic, but I, like, got it this time.
Right. Well, right after, I'd say, what are they, like, one day into it, right after they got their castings, got all their garments, Alyssa comes in with a surprise twist challenge, telling the designers that they don't actually have a week. They have a day. And they have to present, like, their bride, you know,
their signature
number one look. And I'm sure that the model wearing that look is the model who's going to get the spread in Marie Claire. But she tells them that they have to design one look will represent the entire collection, and the three designers who do the best got to go on to make their mini collections. We were talking about a little bit ago about the fabric choices, but what's with, like, all the wallpaper? Like,
because they went to the Smithsonian and looked at, like, historical...
Yeah.
When Ken was like, that Harriet Tubman's handkerchief, I was like, he of course would go for the handkerchief.
Yeah.
I was so annoyed.
It's his signature look, and he grabbed it from where he thought he was getting inspiration from.
Well, I don't know what did him any favors. I thought going into it, Ken kind of had a real advantage. I loved his model. If I was sitting at that casting table, that would have been the only one I would have cared about. I was like, I want that one.
They all looked like professional designers when they were sitting in that table. I was so jealous.
Right? I was excited to see Fabio in a suit, you know, because he's always wearing, like, pajamas.
Yeah. Right, our sister wives, or is that what they were calling themselves, right? What about y'all? What were you thinking?
I was really excited watching all of them, you know, pick their fabrics and see what they would come up with. I tried not to focus so much on, like, specific fabric choices. I was more interested in what they would make out of it and the pieces that would come out. But I just don't... I think they maybe... I don't know. In comparison to the last minute challenge, since it was so last minute, they thought on their feet, and I feel like those pieces came out so much better than their signature looks that they just took so much time. Some of them, not all.
Right.
That they just took so much time, and I don't know. It was just something very different, and I think that's just... I don't know. It was like a little roller coaster ride.
I think because it's more of a visceral reaction. You're like, I have an hour. What am I going to do? You do your go-to thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're trying to do, like, you have a whole day and you're trying to make a signature and you're trying to strategize, like, sometimes you think too much.
Right.
And you put yourself in a different position than you might have been in.
Right. Well, let's get on into the looks. This first look from Stanley... When I saw him making it, I was so nervous. I was like, this is gonna look so terrible. But I ended up actually loving this look. I gave it 4 stars. For those of you watching, it's very like a like Donna Reed meets the Pilgrims, like yeah. very like 50s yet Americana Pilgrim.
yeah. Very good girl.
White with black leather detailing. Most of the judges had a problem with how puffy it was on the bottom. Did you guys have a problem with that?
No. Mm-mm. Not at all. I thought this was kind of perfect. Like, I said, I kind of take issue with Stanley's aesthetic just because I don't always, like, understand it, but he's so good at the tailoring. I've always respected him for that. But this came through to me, and I was just like, oh, I totally get it. And it's edgy. It's, like, fashion. Mm-hmm. It's that old reference. But I think, like, this whole American history thing really it really worked for him, like to his
yeah,
advantage.
It,
you
did.
Know? Like, it would never
it really
work
did.
For me or like some and even some of the other guys on here, you know. But like for him, he just like took it and ran with it, and it like turned out so
right.
great. And I actually love even the raw edges on the bottom, because I think it yeah, adds well, that it yeah. almost makes this dress like rock and roll. Like I normally hate that mm-hmm. because it just shows like
okay
laziness.
Well, let's talk
yeah.
about
but
that for a minute.
I think it works in this case.
The edges for me, I wrote the edges are a little concerning because either I needed them to be more distressed mm. or more finished. Mm-hmm. For me, it was like caught in this weird way of like you just cut the fabric and you didn't distress it. You just left it literally raw, and
yeah.
you'll see like in 2 months how it's actually gonna look.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I kind of wished he had not stayed in the middle where it's like, oh, maybe if you like one or the other better, it's okay because it's stuck in the middle. You know, maybe you'll give
right.
him a little more
because you're almost not
leeway.
Sure if it's intentional.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's a problem. I really liked the collar. It has a leather collar that's detachable. You guys didn't like the collar. You liked it when they took the collar
I
off.
I loved
right?
when they took
I
the
collar. I liked
the collar
on it.
I did too.
Yeah. But I like things that transform because I like to have options.
Mm-hmm. They also said that the collar was not delicate enough, but
it was
I like it oversized.
I like yeah. it.
It was like droopy, kind of like it was.
It was
gooey
very different,
almost.
But I preferred yeah. it without it.
The thing that I think would have made this look even better, just because of the way it's kind of split off into like the bib, the bodice, and the skirt. I think if the skirt was like a camel brown,
oh.
it would be so awesome.
I don't know. I like it as it is.
Yeah.
I like the contrast. And, like, the judges kept mentioning, like, the black lining peeking underneath and all the little black details to set the contrast off. I don't know. I like that, like, pure white.
Or maybe, like, a color yeah. underneath, like, where that's white
yeah,
underneath. Maybe, like, a color underneath. Like, I don't know.
I have to agree with Michelle. I really like the white look, but I think this look has a lot to do with detailing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he
yeah.
really took his time with that, and it's nice to know that the judges were able to see
mm-hmm.
that. And I like the addition of the leather. Mm-hmm. I think it was Georgina that said, oh, I don't like the leather, and I feel like I'm suffocating, but
no,
I actually don't mind
sure.
it. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. And the shoes. The shoes
yeah,
were
genius.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah,
great
very
addition.
Good choice.
Yeah.
I thought Fabio did a great choice with shoes tonight, too. Maybe I was... maybe I'm wrong about the camel color. Maybe if it was the camel color on the bottom, it would look so pilgrim.
yeah.
But I don't know if... Maybe it's just because I'm not used to seeing it split up like that.
It looks
that.
Like a little girl, like, church dress went, like, badass. You know
so
what I mean?
Chic, yeah.
yeah.
It's very, very Calvin Klein feel to it, or... Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein is your representing
I know,
today.
Right. I know, right?
Terrence in our live chat says, I had a problem with those raw edges.
Okay.
And then Olga, hey, Olga, she said, when the editors kept showing that raw hem and the judges didn't address it, I knew he wasn't going anywhere this week.
Hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
It is interesting.
They always bring it up.
What the judge chooses to touch on and what they don't.
Right.
Well, what did you guys give this look? How many stars? Oh, you're caught in the chat.
Sorry,
what's
yeah.
going on? No, tell me what's going on in the chat.
Hashtag living...
living life with raw edges.
Yes. I gave
stars?
It a 4.5.
4.5?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, Michelle.
I know. That's big for Michelle. I gave it 4 stars.
Ah,
yeah.
Same here. Seems like we're on the same page so far.
Mm-hmm.
Next
so
up,
far.
We have got Ken's look, which... I love these pants. He has the best model. Those pants were like ethereal.
Mm-hmm.
Like reminds me a lot of like selenite stone, like just mm-hmm. like just so pretty, like like an angel,
like a space woman.
But I didn't like the bodice. It was my only real problem with it. It felt kind of crafty, like with that, like
the sash.
You didn't like the sash?
The sash was like the worst part about it, because I just saw the sash come out, like beauty pageant sash, and I totally lose the rest of the coolness of the outfit, and I wish he would have kept the sleeves and lost the sash.
That's what I was going to ask.
The sash didn't bother me because it really matched the pant to me.
It was too matchy-matchy. It's just like,
I love
that. Taped on the front of her, and then it's like raw edge for no reason, which, you know, we addressed that with Stanley, but right. I think in this case it doesn't work. And it just looks tacked up, like slapped on the front, like, oh, I don't know what to do, and I wanted to make it dramatic. Well, you should have kept the sleeves, because they looked really cool.
They looked a little too costumey.
They were a little costumey, but I think maybe with some working with them a little longer, maybe you could have
gotten something. But I think he wanted to put, like, this skirt thing on, and I think the top with the sleeves with no skirt would have been fine.
The top with the sleeves.
I definitely don't want to see a skirt on it, that's
yeah,
for sure.
I don't either.
No. I thought the pants were 5-star pants. Like, yeah. I liked the sash just because it blended in with that, and it made me want that bodice to be the same as the pants.
I see.
I love that dyed to match feel. Yeah. I just love that.
We know you do.
And who was it that hated our earrings? Said they were cheap. Was it Georgina or the editor?
No, I think it was Georgina.
Yeah, I think it was Georgina.
I didn't like it with the sash, because the sash comes up and competes. Like, if she would have been bare up here, I think they would have been fine.
I didn't mind the earrings.
I did.
They were the same color.
They looked very cheap. That, I mean, accessories can really cheapen your outfit.
Mm-hmm. Watch out, Intermix.
Yeah, unless you can really pull something off, then there you go. These pants are tailored to perfection.
They're so
That's
good.
All I could stare at as They're she was so walking good. Down the runway. Yeah.
They look like a power bitch.
Yeah,
don't they?
Like, the I'm coming in. And
I think the most impressive part about it is, you know how hard it is to do shiny, like, satin fabric?
Yeah.
You see the crinkles, you see everything, and these just looked so streamlined and perfect, and in a day.
I couldn't believe they let him go, because we do find out Ken got let go tonight. It's just,
But what's coming up in the news?
We're coming up with something in the news at the end of our show that might make you think that's false. So next up, we have got Fabio in this really weird thing. I wanted them to untuck the shirt, please. She reminded me, this is what I wrote down, she reminds me of a party you'd throw at your dead grandma's house.
Okay. That doesn't even make sense.
Like, did you get this outfit from your grandma's closet or something?
Like, this isn't mine.
I mean,
looks
that what you're saying?
Like, it looks like some old woman's house that's not alive anymore.
Okay.
Like, random kind of knick-knacky, like, macrame.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
but that was the point,
yeah,
right?
that was his muse, his inspiration, right?
I know. Grandma
turned, what is it, chic and,
I really dislike when the designers use, like, upholstery fabrics that look like wallpaper. Like, ever since Brandon did it, I'm just like, just stop doing it, you guys.
Oh,
like,
with the flamingos.
Don't do
it. That was pretty terrible.
That was bad.
And
that
skirt is just like, it looks like it's a lot of work. It's like so, like, Party City Pinata, though.
They were all
like
in love
streamers.
With it.
Like,
yeah.
Just because it is a lot of work doesn't mean that it is flattering. Did you find that in any way flattering?
No, I don't really want to add 5 inches to my hips.
Exactly.
No.
That's what I was going to say. Who can wear this outfit? Not
Maybe
even someone super.
Like,
not even you or I can wear an outfit that type of skirt and pull it off. No way.
Oh my God. I think maybe if it was like a tube dress that went like all the way down so you were big over. I don't know.
I think it would have made more sense if that was the top of the tube dress and then the flare part was a skirt. That would be more flattering.
Taking it back to the 90s. I used to have a dress like that.
Yeah.
And I was like 7 years old.
Yeah,
it's
like
time consuming. Like, it took a lot of work. But I just don't know if that's something that, I mean, sometimes they say, you know, we've done everything in fashion. Now it's just about mixing it up. And people say, oh, well, that's never been done. I think the things that haven't been done because they don't work for the most part.
Sometimes, yeah.
But I will say this. This was my least favorite outfit of the night. But I would have rather seen a collection from him because it was interesting.
Right.
Yes.
So I rated him lower than the person I chose to go home, just because this is kind of like maybe like a kitschy little Prada, kind of like weird, you know, like artistic kind of season. I get it, but I was kind of with them, like, I don't like it together. I don't like the skirt at all.
In comparison to the other two that are left in the competition, he is the most artistic.
The artistic one, for sure.
And he really can pull off these looks to an extent.
Yeah, and I like the shoes with it. Isaac didn't like the shoes with it. He thought they should be more hardcore. I don't know if he wanted in combat boots or what, but I like that flat little creeper loafer. I kind of want to know the girl she's hanging out with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the second look the best, though, in comparison to this one. His challenge.
Yeah, I did too. I did too. We'll get to that in just a second. Yeah. Well, up now we have our last solo look of the night, and that's Anthony's look. I found this a little... did any of you guys like that last look best? Just asking.
Best?
Yeah.
No.
Fabio's best? No. But we do think he's, like, fun. But for this look, I thought it was super boring. Mm-hmm. I really like the velvet sheen on the fabric. And I thought it was, like, a pretty shade of blue. But on the chest and on the stomach, it was all, like, too heavy. And the fact that he didn't put a belt on it was such a... I don't know.
It was really boxy.
I don't know how he got through that. It didn't even look like it was sewn well. Dita Montes is like, is that crooked? Like, they're all like turning their head. Yeah,
no, that's your face.
And the zipper in the back was Wonk with a capital E, for sure. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was like very like high-low.
Yeah.
But the thing I did like about the dress was that the high-low effect was, it moved well, surprisingly, for that fabric. It really carried well. So the bottom of the dress looked really cool walking down the runway, but the rest of it, for me, was very, like, not there.
It was just too basic. Like, the color was good, and okay, you did a gown, and it's like, for a gown, it's not even, like, a great gown. It's just, like, an okay gown. And then he has, like, this Rihanna, like, reference, and I'm like,
Audrey Hepburn,
I don't see Rihanna wear, like, she's, like, really, like, bling, and, you know, and it's like, I don't see that at all, and I'm like, Anthony, like, where, like, he usually brings, like, he got paint, he got like, where is that stuff?
It's just too boring. This look is boring.
It's like, if this is your signature piece, I don't want to see this collection at all.
Right. I gave it 3 stars, and like I said, I thought it was better than the last one, but I don't really care to see any more of
it. I think the problem with this is that there were just certain elements that really stood out. I like the side boob, that little peak, and I do like the back, but I feel like I've seen this so many times before coming from him that it just didn't give me much. But it still doesn't take away from the fact that I want to see more.
Yeah.
I want to see Anthony do a collection, but if I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, based on this, I don't.
How many stars did you give it?
I gave it a 1.
Oh, what about you, Maite?
3?
I gave it 3.2. I it was like, okay. But it definitely needs a belt, no matter what.
Yeah. I feel like maybe he didn't add a belt because Ken added a belt in the last challenge. And he didn't want us to look as
And
so
did we
mimicky.
Notice Alyssa was wearing that same belt tonight for the runway challenge? well, that was it for that. And we all think they're going to pick their favorites. And they don't. They make the designers compete in a 1-hour challenge where they must repurpose discarded fabric from the season and turn it into a look. And in 1 hour to redetermine who is actually going to finish their collection. So, retconned all that. Here's your new challenge. And, like... The look doesn't even go in the final collection, and they keep in the judging, they kept referencing like, well, this and this, and it's like, well, this doesn't really look like their other thing.
So then what's the point of having the challenge?
Right. There was no connection whatsoever.
And then afterwards they're like, well, I've got to judge them on the first look.
Yeah, but then they kept on bringing the second look as well. Second challenge.
It really drove me nuts. Here you go, you guys can see the final look that they made. Each of them had 1 hour, and they all did kind of make it true to their form. And I thought, I actually really felt bad for them. And I thought it was really kind of crappy of the show. And I thought, it, given what they gave them, they should have let them all show.
Yeah.
I believe so.
They've done it so many seasons.
I know.
Just do it.
I know.
What's the problem?
I think Heidi has to okay that or something. Like, I don't know.
Gotta be Tim and Heidi approved.
Yeah. And looking at those, again, I would have axed Anthony's.
Yeah.
It was, like, all wrinkled. Like, he was...
Yeah, but he just
like, used safety pins. And, I mean...
That made me so sad.
You know? But we've also got to say, Ken's dress, that they're like, oh, the tailoring is so amazing. I looked at Michelle and I was like, Michelle, you could make that in 15 minutes. Like, you just cut one slice.
It wasn't, it was just like literally like a toga. Cut and like tied around her neck.
And then he gets another piece of fabric and just ties it on her back.
Yeah.
It was a joke and they're like, oh, you did so great, but... They kicked him out.
I think that was the most entertaining part of the show, is watching the judges talk about how great these dresses were made in an hour, and you're looking at, and they're like giving you the close up at the same time, and it looks like wrinkled and raw and terrible, and they're like, you know, the tailoring, and you know, it's finished
it's
perfectly.
Like hard to even.
I was like, it's not an even hour. Finished.
They were grading on a curve.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to take that into consideration, but don't tell me it was finished perfectly. It wasn't finished at all.
Well, just when we thought there were no more surprises, we found out that the three winning designers had to make another look. So
for no reason.
Let's hope that they bought enough fabric. We'll find out what happens next week with that.
Oh,
they
my
sent
God.
Kent home. They didn't really give a reason. They were like, you're great.
It totally broke
Bye.
My heart seeing him cry, and when it was Anthony giving him a hug and he was just thanking him.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to start crying.
What did the fans think about all of this going on tonight? Because it was a real tug of war back and forth.
Yeah. Wendy Nader says, the 1 hour challenge felt so pointless. And she says, I would have been okay with all four of them showing a collection. Mech said, the only thing it accomplished is to reveal what is their go-to style or aesthetic of each fashion designer. And then Olga has a question. She says, has Fabio ever talked to women about how they want to look? Or is he going for the maternity market? You know. And so, yeah. And then Wendy Nader said, I cried when Anthony and Ken were crying on the runway.
Aww.
So that was pretty sad.
Like I've said, I don't really care for Ken, but I felt bad for him and I wanted him to get to go. Because that is just, like, after
brutal.
All that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of, like even more embarrassing than usual.
Yeah.
It was.
But then in the back of my mind, I kept thinking of the news that we found out last week about him.
Mm-hmm.
Which maybe we should share, right?
That brings us to our news section of the show.
After
I did that just perfectly. Do you like that?
Yeah.
No, that's all our girl Bree in the booth. Thank you again for
Thanks.
Engineering. Tonight, we're going to let Maite kick it off and tell you all the stuff that's going on in the Project Runway world
Jesus,
right now.
I don't even know where to start. But
let's start with last week's outfit.
Okay, so there's this blog out called samisblonde.blogspot.com. Thanks to Michelle, who discovered it. And this is actually an old Project Runway alum, and he was also on Project Runway All-Stars, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And on your season as well.
Yep.
Were you all friends?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. His name is Sam Donovan. His blog is really great. It's, like, very snarky and entertaining.
Where can we find it on the internet?
Samisblonde.blogspot.com.
All right. Now,
so he came out with this theory. Well, it's really not a theory, but
it's pretty obvious.
Compared. Christian Siriano came up, well, he had a collection, his spring 2014 collection of 3 years ago, had the exact same look that Ken made last week.
You guys
week.
Can see it up
As
on
you can
the
see
screen
it. Yeah,
now.
If you can see it on the screen. So we have them side to side. So the one on the left is, of course, Christian Siriano's look from 3 years ago, and the one on the right is Ken's look from last week. So, I mean, hello, they look identical.
Yeah.
There's just like a skin instead of a belt.
Right.
Pretty much, yeah.
A
Ken totally, yeah. Ken totally stole this look, and I guess no one has said anything.
And
Alyssa
stole that belt for tonight. That silver belt.
Yeah.
Everyone loves to talk about Alyssa's outfits.
Yeah.
They were a little better than usual.
They were better today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you guys think about this. If you would rescind his win, or...
I was shocked when I first saw this story. I was like, I can't believe that this happened. Like, how do you let... Like, Project Runway, really? How do you let this happen?
I just can't believe the judges didn't call him out. The judges had to have known
this. They loved that
outfit. It's like a previous Project Runway designer...
And the dress had been seen on Solange Knowles.
Right, and they should be aware of, like, what is current in fashion. So I just can't believe nobody...
The color is the same. The fit is the same. Everything.
Everything.
It's, like, identical. You basically copied that look. Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, well, like, I was talking to you guys earlier. I was like, should we rescind our win for him? But it's like, I think Project Runway did that for us tonight by sending him home.
Could you imagine if he would have won the challenge, though? Like, to look back and say, ooh.
I copied people be throwing else's shade. Look. They'd be calling him out on Diet Prada.
But moving on to some sadder news, an old alum, Chris March, had a rough 9 months, and he was on, I believe, season four of Project Runway, and he was on Project Runway All-Stars as well. So back in June of last year, he suffered a debilitating accident and had to be placed in a medically induced coma where he stayed for many weeks. So luckily, he was able to get out of it, and he's doing good, but he's still having a really hard time to recover. And so there's a GoFundMe account available, and we will actually be tweeting this GoFundMe link so that you guys can donate. I believe he's raising $100,000, and so far he has $19,000, and it's just growing by the minute. Like, I'm seeing all of these donations, and it's for a good cause, you know, and Andy Cohen, you know, you saw that tweet, he tweeted out, so.
Yeah, I don't know how Andy Cohen from Bravo got involved.
Because you know, Bravo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was that one of the earlier seasons. Sense.
Well, that's, I think that's super nice that he's followed him. You know, along, even though the show is not on that network anymore, that's really thoughtful. Where are they basing that? Is it GoFundMe.com?
Yeah, it's a GoFundMe.com, and it's under a Chris March Medical Fund, in case you want to search for it. And it's basically just to support his medical bills and covering his expenses, because we all know that can be really expensive.
Especially
here in the United States.
Right.
So we wish him, you know, a speedy recovery, and let's hope that we're able to raise that, at least meet his goal or halfway to help him.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys don't want to search for it, just check out any of our Twitter feeds after this show, and we'll provide a link for you there. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that means that it's time for our predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, I definitely know who I think's gonna win. I think that Stanley's gonna take it. I think he's gonna win it all. And I think we're actually gonna hear a lot more about him, like, in the future. What do you think, Michelle?
I pick Stanley too, definitely. He was, like, far and above, I think, this whole season, but especially seeing the four of them up there, just up here. You know what I mean?
I don't want to say, like, they all haven't thought about it, but it's like he processed, like, his collection in his head really quickly. I think he knew exactly what he wanted.
Yeah.
And they're so all nice. Just kind of like, mm. What about you, Maite? Who do you think's going
to
win?
I don't want to let Anthony go, so I'm going to stick to Anthony. But I really do have high hopes for Stanley, and I hope that if it's either one, I'll be happy with that.
Who do you like better? Like, as personality aside, because we all love Anthony.
Yeah.
He's so fun.
I think I really liked where Anthony was going, but I feel like he really hasn't risked it much as Stanley has. So I think Stanley.
And I think Stanley just has such a... maybe not the most unique, but such a defined point of view. And I feel like it's a point of view which would be very popular in the American market.
When he's so, like, honed in to what he wants to do, and he doesn't seem tired at this point.
You right.
know, like, at this point, a lot of the designers just get exhausted mentally. After all of these challenges, and you start to get confused and lost your way, Stanley's just, like, got his eye on the prize.
Yeah. I definitely see his brand being carried in, like, Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Lord & Taylor, all those kind of department stores.
Charlene in our live chat says, my vote is for Fabio. Meg says, at this point, I'd prefer Stanley, although I wouldn't be upset if Anthony won. Fabio, not a fan, but it sounds like the judges may have already chose him to win. And then Olga says, Stanley makes things people want to wear. I want Anthony to win, but he hasn't been bringing it.
Mm-hmm. I think Fabio might have a small chance just because he's so different than everyone else. If he really, like, does something really cool, maybe he'll have a chance.
After this, you need to look up his finale collection from last season. Yeah, because it was really good. But I think, like, when they have regular Project Runway, you get, like, 6 weeks or something. Mm-hmm. So right. You have so
yeah,
much.
And you get to go back home.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can have other people make stuff for you. You know, like,
it's so much
shoes and accessories and, you know, as long as you budget it. And
yeah, this is, like, a week of just, like, hustling, trying to get something on your
model. Well, it's Project Runway All-Stars. It's a little different. Mm-hmm. It's all kept in-house.
Bring it.
I feel like next week, also, they're going to bring all the old designers back to just drive everyone nuts and help them.
Yeah. I didn't think about that.
I'm pretty sure it's like, wouldn't be a
they
project.
Usually, yeah, they usually do.
Yeah. Helen's going to come in and just mess it all up.
Oh,
she's going to be like, I'm going to get all y'all back. Well, I've had a blast tonight. I hope you guys have too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for watching. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. If you don't watch our after show, you can listen to us as a podcast. If you listen to us on a podcast, you can watch us and see what we look like on YouTube.
This is what we look like?
Yeah, it's youtube.com AfterBuzzTV reality competition. Be sure to like, don't like, dislike, whatever. Subscribe, leave your comments. We love to hear what you guys have to say.
It
makes it
up.
So fun. And yeah, let us know who you think's going to win it and why. It's going to be a big week. So we think next week's going to be our last week, unless Project Runway throws us a curveball. But that seems like that's going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Tell everybody where they can find you on the internet, young lady.
You can find me everywhere at mythicreo_.
You guys can find me at UberEst on Instagram, and my website is michelleuberest.com.
And you guys can find me at Michael X Shirley on Twitter and Instagram. And check out my Instagram to see previews from my new men's collection. I've been dropping little previews all week. It's a fun little luxury rock and roll sportswear brand. Lots of glitter and gold and fun.
Fun stuff.
So until next week, we will see all of you guys later. Have a safe and happy weekend.
Happy Easter. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.